Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
Hi.
We have a replacement host today. It's Michael. Michael's with us today. Say good morning. You got to talk because this is on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
The wave was nice.
How are you?
Good.
You excited about T-ball?
Hi, Oscar.
Aw, hi, buddy.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Pony.
Hi. Aww.
And now the most important of all, Mike, Dan O'Brien.
Hi, Dan O'Brien.
Hi.
With the stage.
Hey, did you just get a haircut? You look sharp.
I didn't get a haircut.
Oh, well, I think you look very nice. You're combing it well. Are you excited about T-ball?
Mom made my hair.
Mom made my hair.
Well, she combs his hair. Can you sit up a little straighter? We were talking about T-ball before. Thank you, Mommy. The producer just leaned in.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in, Gilman.
Yeah, he's out of time.
Hey, he's got to go.
Got to wrap.
You want to say something? You got the microphone in your hand. You want to make a sound on the microphone?
Uh-huh.
You want to go bleh, bleh, bleh.
certain part of our audience loves it. You know, we've never, I don't think we've ever asked Michael. Michael, do you know any songs?
I have enough money to buy a gun.
Jeez.
Remember, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
You know.
What goes on when we turn these mics off, Mike?
I believe you mean
he's a child.
The toy gun.
Yeah okay. Nice save.
At the
save.
Best Pro Shops.
But at the best Pro Shops.
I want guns, but I want a gun.
Yeah, but Daddy doesn't like guns.
Uh-huh, but I'm the only one who likes guns.
Can't you buy one?
Oh. Welcome to my world.
No, I never
do
that.
You don't want to do that? All right. Hey, I want to congratulate you, okay? Can I show this? Can you tell the guys what this is? Do you remember this from yesterday? You know what this is?
No.
That's your certificate. You know what you got it for?
Concealed carry?
You did something special. Can you hold it up? There it is.
Yes!
Hey, 1,000 books!
Whoa! 1,000 books!
1,000 books!
Wow! You got 1,000 books.
Go, Michael.
You read 1,000 books because you're a smart boy, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and are you going to school in a minute?
No.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're going to school. Who are your friends at school?
Ryan.
Uh-huh. Who else? Anybody else? Huh? Who are your teachers?
Miss Linda.
Do you like Miss Linda? Can you sit up so we can see you on the camera? There you go. Miss Linda, who else? Who's your other
Is Miss Linda pretty?
Is she married?
Stop.
She was married by the army man.
Oh, she's married to an army man? That's wonderful.
He surveyed the scene.
Yeah, I bet he has a gun.
What's your favorite thing to do at school?
Play.
Play?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to be playing outside today?
Uh-huh.
Are the girls going to chase you?
Uh-huh.
Who are the girls that chase you?
Kylie and Hope and Bella.
Well,
Bella.
They all chase you? Huh. Why do they chase you? Because you're so good looking?
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
No, no one does.
Maybe if you let them catch you, you might like it.
No.
All right, I'm going to point to the screen. I'm going to point to the screen now, and I want to see if you can identify all the guys. What's his name? Which one is that? Which guy is that? You can say. You remember the names. You can guess. Oh, come on. That's Rob.
Rob.
Thank you.
With two B's. Two B's.
Who's that? That's Oscar.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Nice. That's Pony Boy.
Pony.
Pony.
Pony, right. He knows.
And do you have to go to school now? Can you say goodbye to our audience? Say goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Say, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, Michael. Hey, and when you gone. Go to school, say Woo! Hi to Bella.
And he's gone.
Have a good one.
Off like a
he
shot.
Killed.
What's with him and the guns?
He likes toy guns like any boy likes toy guns, and I'm sort of ambivalent.
Boys, you know, with their toys.
Yeah. I mean, you go into Bass Pro Shops, and they have a lot of, you know, they want to encourage that culture so that they can feed it for the rest of their lives. And so, you know, they're,
you might as well buy
toy
the,
guns everywhere.
Buy the toy gun, otherwise you're just going to use a stick and say it's a gun.
Well, yeah. You know, I feel like if I withhold the gun from him at this early age, you know.
He's going to love it.
They're going to get him anyways.
They're going to get
him. That's right. Gospel remember, according to Pony.
Hey, and remember, you know, but the thing is, you know, toy guns don't hurt people. Kids do.
Yeah. No.
So,
toy guns kill
he
toy
he's
people.
He's the only one that likes guns.
He's fighting an uphill battle in that house. You
know, it's tough, but it's my world. And, you know, I'm very frustrated because it's not, if it was up to me, he wouldn't have guns in the house. That's just the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have guns. We
squirt guns still weird.
Yeah, what about a squirt gun?
Well, squirt guns are problematic as well because they get the house wet. You know, we don't we don't linger outside.
Does your furniture grow when it gets wet?
What?
Does your furniture grow when it gets wet?
You know what? Mold grows, Oscar. Ah. That's what grows. But anyway, that was a little visit from Michael William, who and there it is today. Let me read the certificate because I was going to do this without him. Congratulations. This certificate is awarded to Michael, who has enjoyed reading 1,000 books presented on the 16th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2017. They didn't say year.
I was going to say, really? Yeah.
Having completed the 1,000 books before kindergarten program, Michael is now ready to shine in school, but we're going to redshirt him, so he's super, super lucky.
He maybe get 2,000 books by the time he starts school.
Yeah, it'll be very, very
plenty
exciting.
Of time.
So,
sure.
But it's not about us,
no.
Because it is the vignette this morning, and we're going to dive right in. So we have the rest of the show to do what we do, talk to you, because it's not about us. It's about you, ladies
it's
and gentlemen.
All about you.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about you.
Guns.
It's all about you.
Pistol.
All the time. All these things about you. It's all about you.
Rifle.
It's all about you.
Saving up for a gun.
I'm the only one who likes guns.
There you go. There they go. Oh, it's 8:15. Leaving a little early? Going by the donut shop? Okay, have a great one. Hey, like those shades, dude. See you later. All right. We'll start a little early taping on the Michael
Miller
show.
Yeah,
I was looking out
that.
My
Thank
window.
You.
I'm sorry. Hey, Rob writes this.
No, I don't.
And sometimes, okay,
this is all just, from your head.
I think it's really, but you know, you don't get the emails I do.
Can't you be a little nicer to him?
They're all from my you mother.
Well, I'll read what you wrote. All hey, right. Fathead. Yes, you, Rob.
What?
Do we have any gifts, you dimwit?
Yes, we do, Mike. We've got some challenge coins for you.
Oh, very exciting.
Chris has sent these. These are from the USDAO in Seoul, Korea. They are a defense attaché service, an arm of the Department of Defense. Two challenge coins from Chris for you that we'll mail down.
That's,
this is the one.
That's wonderful. Save them and mail them up north. That's where I keep them all up there.
This is the one that is kind of neat, but you might have a problem with. This one. Was given, I would say anonymously, a guy that met up with me at the Tuscarora football game.
Oh, you meet only the best people.
Did
at
he key your car?
No, he didn't write dirty words on my car. United right. States Marine Corps, and I believe it is the division is 452. This is the only Marine Corps division that has ever been granted permission by Steinbrenner to use the New York Yankees logo.
But
it is so cool. He also sent two patches for you. But the challenge
those
coin
are
is
Yankee
pretty,
patches.
Yeah, but they're for the 70. The
Yankees.
They're for this division of the United States Marine Corps. You don't hate America,
playoff
do you?
No, I don't hate America. Baseball team, Mike.
We'll
I don't hate America, but and the Yankees were in my
they're,
show prep.
They're America's team, aren't they?
Really no, good. They are not America's
I
team.
I think they might
America.
Be.
And all Mike, these are actually one of. I mean, these are some of the coolest coins
yeah,
I've
that's
ever seen.
Pretty damn cool.
I will add them
damn,
to the collection.
You can
son.
Always put it, Mike. You can always put it a Marine Corps logo out.
Well, you know, the little guy you just had gorgeous. On the show is going to get that collection. That's going to be one of the things I give to him when I leave the earthly plane. So I thought that
so pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
I can
that.
Sell my coins for my guns.
That's wonderful. By the way, speaking of gifts,
yeah,
the booze. Specifically, the Grand Marnier. Where
it's,
is it?
It's on the way. Adrian sent it. I bet he didn't send it priority, but I know he sent it.
Dying to get that. Just wondering how long. Where is Adrian around, or what? Is he not in today?
No, I think he's at the hotel doing being an hotelier.
I want my booze.
This comes from a Janet Wood of Rochester, New York. She was so taken with our bit about Bing Crosby ice cream, she mailed me an unused carton container of actual Bing Crosby vanilla ice cream. This
is that is seriously almost worthy of framing and putting in the studio.
It is beautiful. So thank you.
Isn't that the kind of keepsake that we ought to just put up on the wall? That's fantastic.
Actually, you know what? Because it is unused, it has never actually been, you know, turned into a container. It's all about the size of like a butter box if you were to get a pound of butter.
Probably worth something
and
these
days. And so it folds. So yeah, I'll put this in a frame. We can put it up in the studio.
Save it for a frame now.
Hey, you know what they say about Bing Crosby ice cream?
No bruises.
You can't beat it.
Hey, Pony Boy. Hope you didn't handle your little league baseballs like that carton you just dropped.
Hey,
yes, siree, Butterfingers.
Hey. I think that was the other guy.
Yeah, it was big pops.
Oh, the other guy. Boo.
Well,
okay.
Between the two of us, we're very, very athletically inclined. Yeah.
Well, does that mean now I get to go to the rest of the... Oh, happy birthday. Yes, siree.
Please.
All right. Pony Boy's taking a picture of Bing Crosby ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream made from all the wondrous flavors of the world. Boo.
Look at it. It's pure white, just like Nathaniel's skin before I beat the hell out of him.
Hey, I didn't beat Nathaniel. I'd straighten out my ways. It was Gary that took the brunt of my anger. Boo.
Forgot also the twins.
Okay. Hey, let's dive into the mailbag right now. Dear TMOS crew, just so I don't appear to be a sea wife, I'd like you to give a shout out to my husband, Ed Scott.
Hi,
who will be celebrating 12 years as my better half. It's kind of an interesting way of putting it, don't you think?
Ed Scott, was he one of the Joy Boys?
Joy Boys.
Hi there. That's Willard Scott.
Okay.
There's no other person I'd rather annoy for fun or raise three crazy boys with. Thanks, Jamie Scott. I don't know why I'm reading the mailbag as Bing, but now it's on the brain.
I love it, man.
P.S. He did send flowers for our anniversary. Oh, that's good. Okay,
sure.
So thank you very much. Dear Oscar, next letter says, my girlfriend of 4 years is currently 15 weeks pregnant with our first baby. We are finishing building a house together, and we are very secure in our relationship. However, when we just started talking about names for the baby, we ran into a major snag. Since we are not married, she is insisting that we hyphenate our child's last name rather than letting the baby have only my last name. That is a warning sign.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I keep telling her that it's tradition to have the baby keep the father's last name, but she insists that we are not married and we are living in a different world now. This is not cool with me. What do I do? I'm going to jump in on this one. What do I do? Thanks in advance, Nick from Vermont. Nick, what you do is you make her an honest woman and make that child legitimate.
Yes, you don't want a bastard. Mm.
No, but she insists that we are not married and we are living in a different world now. That is... No, but the fact is, get married. Solve the problem. Give the kid your last name. Come on.
I would say the opposite. Hold off, son. The hyphenation, not that big a deal if you don't have to deal with any legal fees or weddings or marriages. Really.
Are you saying that we are a part of the hyphenation?
I'm just saying she's going to hyphenate regardless. Hold off for the legal duties. You take care of that baby, but if she gets fat, you can leave her.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
That's Oscar. Mike's point of view is, Nick, you're no better. You're no better than those cave dwellers that wrote on walls. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Here.
What, was she down by the water hole and you just came up and back of her and ding-a-ding-a-ding-a, baby? That's what happened?
Well, what was that movie?
Quest for Fire.
Quest for Fire.
Quest for Fire.
Yeah.
Just a great scene, isn't it?
Yeah. For some reason, it stuck with me.
You know, it stuck with you because it stuck with all men and boys when we watched it.
Yeah.
Because
I think the movie was only 20 seconds long because that's all I remember.
You look at it and you say, if that's the way it used to be, you know, that the woman would go down to the watering hole and drink, and then the guy could just come up in back of her and kablaga.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good thing.
Why not
anyway, he says, P.S., for what it's worth, my last name is way better than hers. Mine is Lawrence, and hers is Doyle. Yuck. This seems like a problem relationship.
Lawrence.
How about this? How about a compromise?
Lawrence Doyle.
Name the baby O'Mara.
I think that's nice.
Right? Also, Mike,
Robert
to be fair,
Oscar O'Mara.
If you love her, marry her.
Yeah, it sounds to me, Oscar, like she's giving him a hard time.
See you, good Lord.
Perhaps she may be fishing for the ring.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you love something, set it free. If it loves you, it will come back. And if it doesn't, it never was.
Okay, I get it. Daniel Tichy writes, on October 27th, my wife and I will embark on a two-week cruise to celebrate with fruit fritters. My wife and I will embark on a two-week cruise to celebrate our 20th anniversary. We will leave San Diego and traverse the Panama Canal, visiting several ports of call before arriving at Galveston on November 10th. Galveston, Galveston. It's a fan-damn-tastic trip planned by my super awesome wife, Stacy. So, why the advance notice? Well, I've refrained from listening to TMOS since October 12th, so I can bank a ton of shows. I love it when people do this.
Yes.
It's cool. Regular and bonus, and then binge listen on the trip. This is these letters are the one thing that tells me that we have to be doing something right. Because when people binge, that means that listening to this show, one after the other, after the other, after the other, is the single thing people enjoy digesting more.
Yeah.
Books, television, movies, this is numero uno. That's why, because they're actually doing it when they are on a trip.
Sure.
I think it's fantastic. Here's the thing. My wife's only flaw is that she isn't a TMOS listener. In fact, she gets irritated that my son and I can't say the word face normally. Or that we constantly say that we are in the know. If Mike reads this letter, I will play it for her as we're sipping rum drinks in Cabo with our toes in the sand. It'll be a nice surprise for someone who tolerates me. She's the best wife ever, and I'm one lucky some bitch. Well, what's... let me see. All right, hold, does he have the name of the wife?
Doesn't mention it.
Stacy, he put it in there. Stacy, make everybody happy in the family. Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have many, many women that love this show.
Yeah.
A lot of women that don't give us the really good listen, like one or two shows,
yeah,
kind of think that this is a male misogyny land.
It's not
here. No, we have lots of ladies.
A lot of hyphenated women.
Yeah, maybe she's drinking too many rum drinks.
You know what? Perhaps she is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Or maybe she's not drinking enough.
So I would say
the ratio is wrong somewhere.
If anything, we've been trying to break that glass ceiling with you ladies.
We have. Absolutely. Cabo Cabo. Gentlemen, I recently turned my colleague on to the podcast during a lengthy car trip together. He was quite impressed by the TMOS app, particularly the live stream, the call button, and the push notifications. I gave him some background on the show and each of the principals to help familiarize him with the podcast. I'm curious, though, as to how many episodes one should go back to start listening, given the changes in the format of the show, the personalities, and the huge number of inside references. Sounds like we change every day. We know we've had this incarnation of the show. Do we know how many years the three of us have been doing this show?
Well, December 7th, 2009.
Well, no, that's episode. The whole show. I'm talking about the three of us. Incarnation.
I would have to guess May 23rd, 2013.
Thank you, Rob. Keep up the funny Jeff Heller.
Wow.
Oh, based nice on Rob's guess. Conversation earlier, I don't know why he knows that date. Anyway.
The grass needs cutting.
Guys. We had wanted to upgrade our mattress for some time. Oh, boy. I'm a bigger guy, and I snore a lot, and I have awful back pain from our old mattress. We heard a lot of great things from Mike about his Sleep Number mattress. My wife, Jennifer, finally convinced me to go into the store and check one out. Going through the different mattresses, we settled on the adjustable P6 in the king-size split top. Good choice. So that she can sleep while I stay up. It was a major purchase, to be sure, but Mike convinced us to check it out, and I'm very happy we did. The first thing I told our sleep professional, Carlos, was that the Mike O'Mara Show brought us into the store.
Woo!
That's
the way to do it.
Yes.
I can't even begin to tell you how much that means to us in the show. Keep up the good work. We love the show. Jennifer was so happy that her birthday greeting got read this year and couldn't wait to listen to that episode and has been a listener ever since. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And that's thank you also to Michael Costello in Wichita, Kansas, where we sold a Sleep Number bed.
Love it.
I think that is very, very exciting. And by the way, it is a wonderful product. I tweaked my back earlier this week, brought the Sleep Number setting two nights ago, up to 100 to the max. It's like a board. It's super, super firm. Problem solved. Woke up this morning feeling fantastic.
Amazing.
I love that product. Hi, boys. My 60-second trip around the sun started last Saturday on the 14th of October. I don't have any impression hoops for Mike to jump through. I just like a mention. Thanks, Gordon J. Glorfield. What a cool-ass name.
Glorfield?
Glorfield. Glorfield. Glorfield.
Glorfield.
Thank you.
I love it.
There you go. Not much more than that. Enjoy your trip around the sun. And moving right along. At the beginning of TMOS number 1867, or is this? What?
Yeah, this is a new letter. It's a new letter.
Okay. In the beginning of TMOS number 1867, I nearly lost it when Mike started playing one of my all-time favorite clips, the putting on the Ritz scene from Young Frankenstein, substituting himself for the brilliant doctor and Rofo for the monster. Normally, I would have reacted by unhinging my jaw and laughing along with the gang, but at that moment, I had just boarded a company shuttle loaded with unfamiliar coworkers.
Oh, no.
That's just a great sentence, isn't it?
Yeah.
I boarded a company shuttle loaded with unfamiliar coworkers who don't know me or the podcast. Out of a desire to preserve my budding career and not wishing to be seen as an immediate candidate for a straitjacket, this guy can write, I could only hug my head to my heaving chest and weep silent tears of joy.
Wow.
I am a proud bonus show subscriber. No sucking sounds here, and try to make all Amazon purchases via your show's website. Thank you, David of Dublin, California. David, you sound like an English major. You know how to write. And our final, I hold in my hand the final letter.
Hi-oh! Yes. Hi-oh.
I must offer belated congratulations to Oscar and Shannon. And deepest sympathies to the Spiewak family. Rob's stepdad sounded like an awesome guy. Hey, well, Rob did a good job of doing that.
Real quick, we had the visitation last night, and I'd like to thank the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society for sending flowers.
I was
flabbergasted. Wonderful. And Sue Fedor, who drove all the way in to offer her condolences. Thank you, Sue. Very generous.
That's terrific. I must also send myself a belated birthday wish. And no, my wife wasn't forgetful. She just doesn't get it. I will not be asking for an impression, a trip to the store from Rob, or one of Oscar's multitude of gingerbread man voices. Instead, I ask my fellow listeners to buy a bonus show subscription. It's a treat for you and helps keep the show going, and I swear there are days where TMOS is the sole highlight of my day. TMOS will make sure you smile and laugh even when you weren't in the mood. So, won't you please help this old guy smile and buy a subscription? I like it when people do their own ads.
Yeah, exactly.
Jimmy Taylor of Anchorage, Alaska, P.S., has Larry King called Oscar's mom to offer his congratulations yet? Might be a reason Rob put this at the end.
We have a bonus show coming up. Might be time to fire up the old telephone.
Hello, Mrs. Amayos.
Oh, that will be fun.
Are you happy they're all married off?
Anyway, that's all, Rob. Start the show, you hum.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey. Hey, yourself. Oh, doesn't that hurt them? Doesn't seem to. Well, that would bruise the hell out of me.
Who are you?
I'm Ernie Cappadino. I'm a baseball scout. I saw you playing today. Not bad, not bad. You ever hear of Walter Harvey makes Harvey bars? You know, the candy?
Yeah, we feed them to the cows when they're constipated.
That's the guy. He's starting a girls' baseball league. So we can make a buck while the boys are overseas. Want to play?
Huh?
Nice retort. Tryouts are in Chicago. It's a real league, professional.
Professional baseball?
Mm-hmm. They'll pay you $75 a week.
We only make 30 at the dairy.
Well, then, this would be more, wouldn't it? You interested? Look, your country needs you, and you can not only play ball, but you're kind of a dolly. That's what we're looking for.
Oh, now I get it. Listen, mister, I'm a married woman. My husband's overseas.
Oh, relax. I'm talking looky, no touchy.
You know something? You're not nice.
Ooh, that one hurt. So long, milkmaids. Will you shut up?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in the nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show. With loyal listeners who get it, and if you're here, you're in the know, yeah, all right?
We're
on the air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now, and get our show every day, all day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE, that's 888-920-6673, Clackety Lackety, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Hey, we're brought to you by Draft. Draft is great for fantasy football fans. It's a wonderful new app that is getting more popular every single week. Draft is great. And I'm here to send out a special message. Serta, you're going down.
Oh,
you're going down, Serta.
Man. Wow.
That's
Have
right,
you ever
Marcus
had a challenge
Serta.
Issue, do you?
Yes, Marcus Serta. Can you guys still see me, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, you look great.
All right, sorry.
You look excellent.
I can't see you. Anyway, I'm going to tell... Hi, there you are. Marcus Serta is challenging me like 100 drafts now. Okay, Marcus, I dove into one, all right? I dove into one, and then... And I just want
is
you to
Is it a
know,
football
Marcus,
draft or like a baking draft, or what is it?
It's a Mike versus Marcus draft.
A one-on-one. Have you ever gone 101?
Head-to-head.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. I'm entering the draft right now. It's playdraft.com. I'm doing it on my computer. Drafts are wonderful. They last for just a week. There's no management, no salary. Just set it and forget it, ladies and gentlemen. And the best part, cold hard cash. Drafts start for just a dollar. If you want to go to the phone, it's Draft. You just look up Draft, put it on your phone, and you can do drafts every week. And if it's the computer, it's playdraft.com. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play right from your computer, as I mentioned, on playdraft.com. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. And I'm just... I'm seeing. I usually do my drafts on the phone now because I do it with you guys, and so it's a little different when it's on Play Draft.
You know, it turned out I turned a profit this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, very happy.
Let me look
into
my account once again for those of you keeping track at home. Oh, it's so heavy with money. I made so much money.
I'm happy for both you boys.
What's that now?
Happy for both of you boys.
Okay,
isn't that exciting?
These are just my weekly drafts, right? Yeah. For my stats, I'll give you my overall sketch. On week 6, I made a total of $156.60.
Wow.
But remember, I tiered up because week 4, I made $8.10. Week 5, I made $36. And then when I really paid off, and I'll never win again.
You can't miss.
I've taken this all home already.
Exactly.
Is week
you
6. Got,
you do such like NBA deep dives on everything, you know. Let me tell you what down to the penny. I just look at what I got in there, okay?
Yeah, well, Mike, I have such a big bet with you.
Yeah.
We're the high roller table, Mike. I have to aggregate all my bets to cover my downside, you know?
All I can tell you is I've participated in 9 drafts. I have... $43.80 Marcus.
You know what that means? You don't have enough money to buy a gun.
And yes, I know. Thank you. Thank you, Michael Williams. And greedy Marcus wants me to get into 5 different drafts. He wants to go mano a mano with
head
me.
To head, Mike. Yeah. Head to head.
He does. Let me do that. Hold on.
Yeah, do that.
I'm going to go in there.
I think I played Marcus last week and I beat him.
Yeah. Beat him.
You had an
beat
incredible
him like a Crosby
week.
Job.
Yeah, yeah. Look.
You had an incredible week.
Enjoy the glory and the happiness, people, because sometimes streaks don't last.
He doesn't seem like a sports guy, Marcus.
Serta?
Right. Yeah.
He probably is.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
He's probably a Pats fan. Pats! The Pats!
I like to
stick
with the
winner.
All
right, I'm going to invite people.
Oh!
I'm going to rock Marcus's world here. We're going to put... How many
like
people
outsiders.
Can I put in my draft? How many people can I do that?
I
did the first
10.
Page. I did the first page. Invite 6. So we're going to fill that draft
Stranger
up.
Stranger danger, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm very, very excited. We'll see what happens.
Hey, I just got an invitation from Mike O'Mara to join a draft.
You know what? Ron Eek, and I got one from Ron Eek just now. It's crazy.
Oh, it's nutty.
And then I go up there. The draft will take place shortly, and I put it on auto draft mode, and I'm set to go. So I will roll the slot machine
and see what happens
with my draft. You're in.
I'm in.
Very good.
You're
good
in.
Luck. Good luck. Oh,
and
Ron
good
had
luck
a little bankroll this way.
Oh,
good luck to you. Good luck, Rob.
Hey, Mike, I wish you all the best and a sound victory.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Anyway, I got that thing out with Michael. I wanted to congratulate him. I wanted to tell you about dinner with the next door neighbors, which was wonderful. We lost our neighbors that were here for a very, very long time. The neighbors that that we moved down next to that I thought, no, they moved to another community, Rob.
Oh, okay.
And the neighbors that I was really excited when we moved down here full time and then we realized they didn't like us.
Oh, I remember.
And so remember that? Because it was like, because I guess we didn't say biak or yak and yak, miak. nyack, nyack. We just didn't have that sensibility.
It was an issue. Then,
didn't have a lot of Colts merchandise?
I don't know. He was cryptic. He wasn't. I think they were people that really, on the surface, wouldn't let you know what was really going on. But there was something about it. I know
mole
at one
people,
point.
Mike, mole people.
At one point, we were outside their house talking to their son, who I really liked. And I always enjoy that. And the wife was in back of him.
How old is the son?
And the son was grown.
Okay.
A grown
all right,
son.
Okay.
And a really nice kid, super kid. And I'm talking, and I said something about going up to Maine, and I looked and I caught her look, and her look was just like this, whoa. You know what I mean? Where it's like, whoa, going up like Pony, see how Pony reacted to that?
Yeah, like Kenny
you're
going to Kenny Bunkport.
Like, mm-hmm. look at Mr. Fancy Pants.
Well, Pony always reacts when he takes time to listen.
Yeah.
And Pony's the same way. And so I think that was their, that was their vibe on us. That's what but I will never know. But the bottom line is...
But not fair for them to judge you on the surface, because we've been to your place in Maine, and it is not...
They're
both
postage stamps.
Yeah. It's not an
eye roll place. Well, no, the family place, if it was in shape, would be, but the house I live in is not.
No, it's nice.
And that's the family thing that's, I like to call it Casa Albatross.
Yes. If you've ever seen the movie, Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House.
Right, exactly.
That's Mike's house in Maine.
Or The Great Outdoors.
Yeah,
or the, Money Pit. What's the one with Tom? The Money Pit. Yeah. Let's bring it up to Mr. Blandings. If you've ever seen the movie.
Well, here's why.
If the 1.3 people in our audience that have seen that movie, no one's
seen it. It's in our video where we drove to Iowa.
But it's old.
It is, but it's classic, and it is part of the tapestry of this program.
So here it is. The thing about it is
Rob is the Antiques Roadshow of audio.
That's right.
Well, Rob will make references to things from the 50s.
But he's got to sell us on the audio like they do on Antiques Roadshow. Tell me the story behind this audio.
Yeah, I'm the Antiques Roadshow of audio, and he's the asshole of the human body. So we all serve a role.
Wow. My. Well, the point...
Was that a current enough reference for you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the point I'm trying to make here is that we got new neighbors last year. And we got new neighbors, and they are, super nice folks.
Oh, that's cool.
Uber fun, uber cool, and we have now broken bread with them on two separate occasions, which is probably a better record than almost
both an away game for you, or have you had them in your home yet?
We have been to their home, and we went to Cocoonville the last time.
Right on.
So they were here last week, and we went to Cocoonville. And I took, and you guys are going to love this, Oscar in particular. Okay, I'll do it anyway. I didn't want to share this, but I will. Mrs. O'Mara has taken to coaching me socially.
Mike, some of the best communicators, actually, they rehearse.
Yes.
Their back and forth before they go into the back and forth.
Yeah.
Thank you. I listened to that.
Has she taught you about yes and?
What is that?
That's improv.
It's improv skills,
Mike,
where
you continue the conversation.
It's the way you advance the conversation. For example, if I were to be told that I am the, Antiques Roadshow of audio, I would say yes, and that is what I do very well.
Yes.
And that's why you advance it
and
as opposed to shutting it down.
And how does it feel like to be the a-hole of the body?
That's right. Yes. And do you like that?
I can answer that this way. And both of you shut up.
All right.
So here it is. So Mrs. O'Mara, as we are leading up to this dinner, and this is the first time she's done this, I have to say, first of all, these people are extremely nice. There's no. I'm trying to impress her. We've been there before, and everything's been fine. But Carla says to me, leading up to this dinner in the house, at some point, she goes, "Now listen, let people talk.
Oh boy."
And then as we're driving over in the car, now remember, and she's coaching, I said, "You're kind of giving me a little social anxiety with this coaching, but I have to say, like many things in my life, I believe in her instincts. I truly do. And I think that I tend to, especially with new people that I like,
yes,
I tend to get a tad manic. You throw in the fact that this is what we do for a living, where dead air is our enemy, and I kind of tend to babble.
Is it manic, or are you maybe showing off a bit?
I don't think it's showing off as much as trying to make a good impression. Okay. Showing off, I will show off with people I don't like a lot more than people I like. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Put them in their place.
Like I did it the other day with the guys that are all better golfers than me down here, the old men that are richer and better golfers, and I said something like, a guy was talking about being honored at his business, and I swear to God, this is what I said: I am so insecure up there, it was a ball busting moment, and this is a guy that everybody busts his chops, and he said, yeah, I was honored, and they did this, and they did this, and they did this. Hey, Jim, you ought to come up to New Orleans in a month. I'm being honored by people that bought tickets.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a dick move, isn't it?
Wow. That's
it.
But well played.
But you have to understand that move was based on the fact that I was busting his balls.
Yeah, so I think that's well done. And
but
fun.
See, Oscar's look tells me I shouldn't have said it. We're going to take a break. That was an a-hole move.
Yeah. But so well done.
It's another story. I'm all over the place today. We'll take a break and come back. I will finish this little dinner thing because it involves booze.
Yay!
And a plea for our listeners to find me this booze because I want to drink it.
I want to drink it.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
God knows that I love.
Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Filter Easy. When was the last time you changed your home air filter? FMA. I bet it's been a while, and you're supposed to do it at minimum 4 times a year. Did you know that? Do they teach you that here? Do you realize that you changed that thing or you're putting your family at risk? No, I don't want to overstate it. But the fact is, you're getting muckies in the air. Yes. Nobody wants muckies in the air. The fact is, you need Filter Easy. Let me tell you what new filters do for your health. They help it. What do you think of that? Anyway, Filter Easy. Brand new air filters delivered right to your door. I am not kidding you. I'm telling you the truth here. When a new filter comes to your home, that's how you know it's time to put it up in the thing.
Easy.
Nice reminder.
Right?
No more forgetting, and you don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras. Now, for the love of God, they're easy to identify when they come to your door. So when the filter arrives, like mine did 3 weeks ago,
yes,
you look at it and you say, oh my goodness, the filter's here. I better change it. If you don't do that, there's no way I can possibly help you, and neither can the people at Filter Easy, because you're just not paying attention to what's right in front of your face.
What you should do is yell to that new neighbor and say, hey, I'm changing my filter.
Thank you. And you know what he would probably say?
What?
Hey, that's great, Mike. Fresh filter mean less dust in your home, less airborne allergens, and a 5 to 15% savings on heating and cooling costs because your systems are running cleaner and you'll save on AC maintenance. We're moving out of the neighborhood now. You'll never forget to change your air filter again. Filter Easy delivers your exact size home filter to your door when it's time to replace it. Easy peasy. FilterEasy.com is offering all of our listeners their first delivery of a standard 1-inch air filter absolutely free with free shipping. You can't beat that. Never forget to change your air filter again. Just visit FilterEasy.com/TMOS. Don't forget that TMOS.
Right.
I mean, for God's sakes, we got a guy in Wichita that went out and bought a whole mattress for us. You can put TMOS at the end of Filter Easy and get reminded about your filters every single time it's time to change them, okay?
Easy peasy, Filter Easy.
Yes. Enter the promo code TMOS on the homepage. Breathe easy and let Filter Easy do the remembering for you. Okay.
Do they teach you that here, Brad?
Filter Easy.
Yeah. I'm a single successful guy. No, it's the movie, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So, neighbors,
You get prepped.
Yeah. Okay, because this happened, because this came up and we married the two, I'll talk about two things.
Okay.
All right, I want to talk about dinner with the neighbors, but I also want to talk about, Oscar's going to say to me that, you know, don't you realize it's always you? Yes, I know it's always me. It's always me that I always feel like this. I felt like this yesterday. I went out yesterday and I played with my boys, and I'm back to living the life that I wanted to when I moved down here, which is work and play in wonderful balance, and I love getting out there, even though I'm still in pain. I still love going out there and playing, and I think I'm going to get stronger. But I'm right now, I'm in the middle of like rehabbing, and my golf game is crapola. And you know, part
you had
of the
a good
joy
round last week. Are you not consistent?
It was an aberration. The first one I had, the first one back. That's when I was like going, la, la, la. Now I'm trying hard, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I mean, I let me see if I'll hold my hand up.
All right.
And I'm going to show you an example as I'm golfing. I love golf. I have to say this, and I'm going to bore a lot of people here. But I'm going to show you with my hand the steadiness of my putting stroke, okay? This is Mike O'Mara putting, standing over the ball, getting ready. Time to putt.
Oh, dear. Moth-like.
It's, you got the shakes.
I'm so yippy.
Yeah.
I'm so yippy. It's terrible. But anyway, part of the joy of it is the socialization of it.
Sure.
And I come down here, and Oscar, I know what you're going to say. This is me. This is the inferiority thing. This is always in my head. But it is. And we're hanging out after the round, and a lot more people have arrived.
You're at the 19th hole?
And I'm sitting next to these people, and there's one guy that sits next to me, and the conversations are, they're civil. A guy actually bought me a beer yesterday afternoon after the round. But there is, to me, within my own mind, there's just this undercurrent of the fact that I am on the outside. I am on the out. I still feel like
after
the interloper.
All this time?
After all this time. I feel like
you've probably
interloper.
Owned down there longer than most of the people that
I think are
the insiders.
I would guarantee you that I am the longest serving member. Maybe there are two, maybe three other guys that have been there longer than
Mike. Is the chaos generator.
Maybe.
Like,
you know what?
He needs chaos. When, you can't just enjoy it,
Mike,
and have fun.
When the Beatles were starting to have trouble.
They don't like me.
When the Beatles were starting to have trouble as an organization and they finally spoke, every one of them felt that they were the outsider. Ringo felt that the other three were tight, and John thought that the other three were tight. Mm-hmm. Maybe what you're feeling is common among everybody. Maybe you need to open up to them.
The thing about the... What do you mean open up? This is not a group you open up to.
I mean, when you have a beer and say, you know what, guys? I think we're a great team.
Yeah,
okay.
or
why don't you come down?
Or you
why don't you come down, Arbuckle? And you can sit there, and you can come down, and you can hang out with the guys.
I embrace that nickname.
I know.
Or Arbuckle. You get the guys together and say, it's time for Trust Falls.
Yes, exactly.
No. See, this is, you don't get it.
Let's do an improv game.
This is not
yes and work. Gentlemen.
Yeah. Yes, and I feel excluded.
Yes, and global warming may not be real.
Yes, and I love Indiana.
Memories. I'm not telling you guys anything. I'm not telling you anything anymore. So it's just my feeling.
Yeah.
Can I get back to my neighbors, please?
Please.
So when you have these folks, and it started, of course, I have to give her credit, starts with my wife and the relationship of this lady next door, this wonderful lady, Diana, who is just super nice, and her husband's like a super smart guy, and he's an attorney, his name is Bruce, and they are, here's what I love about them, they're not like, I don't feel like outsiders. They're both from back east.
Okay.
And they come down here and they're like I was a few years back where they just pop in and this is their vacation place. They come down and they could not be nicer. And they just love life. And their story, because I did shut up and I did mostly listening that evening, their story is one of, if I can be honest with you, and I hope I don't embarrass them, it's all about love and kindness and family and what they're about and who they support and their parents and their relationship and their kids. And they just are exemplary human beings, which I love being around that. In my older years,
your
I
age.
Found Probably closer older, maybe, okay. I want to say. Hmm. But they're just exemplary, in my opinion. And those are the people I like being around, those kind of human beings.
Don't blow it.
Whereas in my 30s and my 20s, 30s, and 40s, I wanted to be around the bleh.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got it.
Crazy. Yeah, that's right.
You wanted that was a jester. My mistake. Yeah.
Get on the boat, Shamrock.
Not Jeff Shamrock.
Oh, sorry.
Again, with that name. Been,
I think I would have done better if I had gravitated toward. I think you will see with a lot of radio personalities and people that do what I do in your younger days. For whatever reason, everybody gets into the business for a different reason, but you gravitate towards the flash and the fun.
Excitement.
And yes. And the wine, women, and song, and it's not necessarily yes. a
fast
cool
cars
group
and
of
fast women and fast drugs.
Woo! It's just not good. But now, woo! I just really, I like. Let's do a line. Woo!
Love Wednesdays.
So it's nice. You bastards.
But this is terrific because you have corrected your outlook.
Yes, and not I don't only even you, know where I am in the show.
You right have now, found a couple that fulfills what you now deem as important.
No, and that's it's not great. That I now deem it. I've always probably known it's important. It's just nice to be around nice people. Mm. It's really, really nice to be around nice people that aren't prickly
find someone that is a genuine good person,
mm-hmm. it's great.
It's so rare. And
it's
you actually
so
like make the effort to be friends with them.
Yes.
It's so
Oh, it's
rare.
So fulfilling.
And I consider, and this is, I am going now on a series of Next
the
Door
Colburns.
Neighbors. Where yes. where I have, where the, you know, you remember Richard up in,
Richard
up in Manassas?
Ruled, yes.
So technically, even though they're part-timers, I consider myself once again, I've hit the jackpot with people that are next door neighbors. It's where
lucky.
there's not just a friendly relationship, there is esteem.
Yeah.
And that is a blessing if you have a neighbor. Because, you know, I've seen, I saw the Samuel L. Jackson movie, you know, where he's the LA cop. I
oh, yes.
I watched that just the other mm-hmm. night. I forgot yeah. what that's
or
called.
Or Disturbia.
Disturbia.
Now, those aren't good neighbors.
A lot of great movies. So the long and short of it, I like it. And during the dinner, they're from New Jersey, and they like
what town?
Traditional. I don't remember. I'm not sure.
Morristown?
But they, no, I don't know. Oh, I don't know what the,
sense, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the
what
town
exit?
You see,
Jesus
you gotta
Christ,
let him go
I don't
by.
Know what the town is.
Gotta let him fly by.
Don't know what the town is.
Yeah.
But they like traditional like Italian food. And when we
sure.
went over there for dinner, she made this just amazing Italian food. And they like to eat and drink. And she ordered Italian food. And I ordered a piece of fish. And when her entree came, the quality of the Italian food was just wafting up my nostrils. And I had immediate food envy. And she's very fit and she exercises. But she ordered this incredibly like food that it was all I could do to say, excuse me, there's a fly on the wall, and grab her plate and switch plates because I wanted to
yes,
eat what she
was eating.
Yes,
and can I have your dinner?
Also, a tell of Mike's is he ordered the fish.
Why is that
you
a
know,
tell?
He didn't want to order the fish.
No, that was coaching.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to, well, I wanted to listen and eat fish.
Yes.
And that's your new book, isn't it?
You can get no, you was on. Putting your best foot forward is what you were doing.
I was allowed to, you know, as far as a beverage is concerned, I was allowed to have an Old Standard, and I did that.
Which is?
With abundance. So I visited my friend, Mr. Jameson.
Oh!
And I was behaved. I was behaved. Although, I will tell you, there were multiple of those, and then a Grand Marnier after dinner, which is one of my go-tos, and then she ordered a Kahlua drink. And once again, I was just, you know, she's thinner and better, you know, she's better conditioned by on every measure than I am, and I'm uh-huh. looking over at that, and I'm just jealous all night long. So I got home after having probably two more than I should have.
Right.
And it was still relatively early. It was like, you know, we ate super early. We're probably home by 9 o'clock. And I realized that we had Kahlua in
really?
The liquor cabinet.
Because
and
when they also you gave me your liquor cabinet Manassas, I think there was 3 bottles of Kahlua that I got.
Carla wanted to have a Kahlua last night and she wouldn't allow me.
Mm. Oh.
So you know how many calories are in Kahlua? You know how many calories? You got to stop and listen. Your son's got T-ball on Saturday. You got to stop and listen. You know Kahlua. Don't have that.
Coach
you just,
Carla.
I mean, really.
Yes. On
Coach
Saturday.
Carla. Coach. My coach. Yeah. So I had that and I had, and let me tell you something. When you end the night with that particular beverage, you're doomed. Because you wake up in the morning and it's like you ate a chocolate sundae at 2 o'clock.
Oh no!
Did you mix it with?
It's too sweet.
Did you mix it with anything?
No, just the milk.
Ice. Oh, just milk. Okay,
ice and milk. Mm. It was, and then they talked about 43. Have you ever heard of that? It's apparently some liqueur that's in a Caribbean country.
Yeah, I looked that 40, up. 43. Man.
Not the president. Is it
like a 43 proof liquor?
I don't know. I don't think 43 proof.
43 ingredients.
If it's 43
proof, wouldn't be that much.
You're right. 43 and me.
43% alcohol would be slightly higher.
Your DNA for your alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what proof is alcohol content?
Yeah,
isn't
but
it?
Proof is double the percentage of the alcohol. So if something is 80 proof, it's 40% alcohol.
So if it was 43, if it was 86% alcohol?
Yeah, it would be a little higher than standard.
Is it from Mexico?
I don't
Licor
know. Licor
43.
It's called 43.
Yes.
Anybody ever hear of it?
Licor, all I found is liquor. Licor 43. Yeah,
Licor 43? Is it called Licor 43?
Yeah, and it has a big 43 on the label.
Does it say anything about it?
It's a Spanish liqueur.
Yeah. Really?
It's from. It's made from citrus and fruit juices, flavored with vanilla and other aromatic herbs and spices.
There we are.
For
no
a total
wonder I
of 43 different ingredients made for fatties.
It's 62 proof. It is 62 proof, so it's a liqueur. It's not as hard as, say, a whiskey or a scotch.
Pony?
Yes?
Bring it to me.
Yes.
No, anyway,
make it so.
Pony Express, the Constitution says so.
It's yummy, yummy, love in my tummy. That's
43.
I want to try it. Fantastic talk up record here. Love to be talking about liqueurs all day long. We don't have time, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? Mike O'Mara's show. Beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. Hope you're enjoying it. And here's a little 43 Spanish liqueur, just like Spanish fly. Make love, everybody. We'll be right back.
You'll never find.
This week's Omericast was filled with a lot of important lessons.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
Hi, I'm
Jim Amato.
And this week, I'm Marcus Serta's special guest. We learned a lot about proper phone etiquette on Wide Open Wednesdays, department stores to avoid,
attention, Kmart shoppers,
and the mystique of scissors. Download Omericast today and learn something new on the new TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Thank you, Jim Amato. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Oscar, with your permission, I would like to bring in the announcer from the air show that I took my son
please,
to this weekend to do the Cornerstone
absolutely,
First Financial.
Mike,
bring him in. Come on in, Rick. Yeah, here it is.
Thank you. Do you understand every aspect of refinancing? I don't. It's a complicated process, and with your money on the line, the last thing you want to do is jump in without a total understanding. That's why you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone's office is right here in our building.
Hold on. Hey, Rick, can't you make it a little more friendly?
Friendly? All right, I'll do friendly for you. Hey, they're right in our building. They're fantastic people. I like Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates are mighty low. Mighty, mighty low.
Hey, dude, you don't need to yell. You just, do the thing, okay?
All right. I'll take it right. Let me do it, okay? I can't do it if you're going to be grabbing the copy from me all the time. Hey, Cornerstone First Financial can show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high-interest credit card debt to P150. The plane is coming by right now.
You're not doing the air show. You're doing a commercial for Cornerstone First Financial.
All right. Okay. Anyway, Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. Cornerstone First Financial, click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. In 1946, these airplanes were known
but get back on
you're not doing the air show. You're doing a Cornerstone First commercial.
All right. Click their banner on our website or call 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. You know, that plane could do over.
Oh,
Poppy!
Get out! Out! You're done. I'll finish. Sorry. CornerstoneFirst.com, 202-625-1221, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible.
You shouldn't have brought him in.
I appreciate that. I don't know.
He's not very good. Oh, boy.
Do you realize that these airplanes require all this maintenance to come out with six to play? Hey, are you having trouble hearing the jet engines because I'm talking? the entire time because I want my voice to be heard on the PA system.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, like the way he said batter.
Well, I'm just trying to watch an air show with my kid, and there are these giant loudspeakers, and this guy is literally ejaculating the entire time that the thing is going on. It's just total him. You know, and I know that's what they do with
you
these air
the
shows.
You know the type, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think there are people that go to these air shows that want to hear the statistics about
Yeah, but then there's the guys that just want to hear. A lot of them are high school football announcers.
Yeah, turn on the closed captioning.
You don't linger too long, though, when you're doing your thing, do
no,
you?
No, I keep
you
it
don't
brief.
Sit
keep
there
it
and
brief.
Flap your gums no. too long. So T-ball this weekend, another chance for me to feel out of place, and I looking forward to it, but it's all about my kid. So this
How
week
excited
will be,
is he? Because he has the experience playing hockey and the skating lessons, so he's done some organized sports.
I've taken him to a driving range. I have taken him to hockey practice where he learns how to skate. I have not touched a bat. Or a ball, and this is going to be all
batting prep. Cage.
But I am ready because I remember this from my previous incarnation as a dad. When Catherine actually way back when she was little, she played T-ball, and I am ready for the entertainment because there is flat out. Let me tell you, parents out there, I am an experienced father because I have. This is my second time at the rodeo. I've lived on this planet many years. If you are in T-ball. And you are going into this experience, and I will straighten parents out if they are. If you're going in thinking this is going to be an athletic competition, no. You are sorely mistaken. This is going to be
little kids.
Saturday fun follies.
Yep.
This is going to be kids in the outfield taking their glove off and sitting down and looking at birds while the batter's at the plate. This is not, if you are going into
looking
this thinking.
Looking at flowers
thinking,
in the outfield. You've
this
seen
is it.
It. Yeah.
And, it Rob, if you love kids as you do,
I
and
do.
I do. It's just, I'm beyond excited.
I
am
wait.
Bordering on being thrilled. And I don't think, I usually, at that level, you're usually cool with the mommies and the daddies.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's possible you're going to get the, Benjamin, look at the ball. Benjamin, there's instruction.
It's Florida,
because,
though.
But it's Florida's chill.
Yeah, I was going to say
Florida sports. I'm not talking
Florida
about
sports.
Florida sports is a different world. It's year round. It's competitive. You think it's crazy when people travel around the D.C. area for their travel teams?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's all travel teams.
Yeah,
when
well, Florida, you are traveling and you're playing with the best of the best in the country.
Yeah. And don't screw up the orange wedges.
And it starts. With the T-ball. Hot moms. I bet there's people hot moms everywhere.
His,
I take that.
So there's that.
Thank you for putting that. Yeah, his best buddy's playing on the team, so I'm cool. I think it's
What's his
be
best buddy's name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Oh, that he mentioned him when we spoke to him. That's
yeah,
great.
Ryan. He likes Ryan. And,
does
and
Bella
Ryan's
ever,
dad.
Does Bella ever chase Ryan?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's hysterical. Ryan is the face of Ireland. He looks like if a little boy could say, you look like you could easily walk over and say, "Hello, Ryan." He'd say, "Well, hello, Mr. Robert. How are you doing today?" He's got that kind of yesterday. Michael and I are going out to the fights. But anyway, he's great kid, wonderful kid, and I am just. Looking forward to the
where
little
are you
league
in
sports.
The where are you in the T-ball process? Has he been assigned to a team yet?
Last night he was. He got his coach, and his coach was going to, I think, give us the specific time on Saturday where we have to be there. But Saturday, this is what I've pined for. This is what I'm
Does
looking forward to.
Does he have a uniform
to.
Yet?
No, he's going to be getting, I think he's getting the instructions on where he has to get his uniform.
Still remember when Robert first got his basketball uniform, and you look at it, and it's so cute, you scream. You literally scream, because it's so cute.
This is so cool, and Oscar's right. It does get to the point, if they get along there. What are you chuckling? What are you laughing? Let me see what what?
Rob is making me laugh.
Why is my,
so
what,
cute,
why is Rob
you'll
making
scream.
You'll scream. Yeah.
You'll scream. You'll scream when I hit you with my car.
Yeah. It's the same
Rob,
scream when he sees a mouse.
I'll give Rob a softball here. Rob, you think there's any reason Pony's not tracking with this discussion?
Well, he doesn't look at sports. He doesn't understand them. He one time went to a locker room, but it was simply a wrong turn.
And when he sees the, babies, what, he eats them.
Yes. But they're so good.
He buys
they're
his tea ball. He buys his tea ball at H Mart. It's an actual ball of tea. Yeah.
You get a tea ball and you get an octopus. And you go home and eat and drink.
That's right. By yourself. Unless you count the porcelain women.
We're not going to share.
Well, I will be having many, many stories, hopefully, on our Monday show about T-ball. I'm looking
and
forward to it.
And beware, because you may be the parent that others hate. You could become that parent.
I see. I think I'm going to be in the background. I'm not going to be.
Well, sure,
I'm
at the beginning.
Well, I didn't want to be a coach. I didn't want to be a coach because I'm hobbling around still, and I just didn't want to do that. So I just.
Well, T-ball would be the best thing to coach. Because
I'll tell you one thing.
Little run.
I will pursue a perfect attendance record, though.
Yes.
I will pursue a perfect attendance record because I'm going to be there.
Unlike I was for my other kids.
No, it's going to be fine.
Carla, wheel me up.
Wheel me up. Yeah. Hey, what a great game that was. And who's that next to Carla? Is that Mr. Potter? Anyway.
His 30 for 30 is going to be one of those vans that has been converted.
Yeah.
You know, right. He's like, we spent so much time in Dad's conversion van.
You'll be the only one in Florida at the game, Mike, with a blanket on your lap.
Like, he'll be 13 playing, you know, he'll be 13 playing Little League, and they'll all be at the pizza joint having their pizza after the game, and it's just like, okay, where's Mike? Oh, Jesus, we left him at the field. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. And it looks like
fantastic, exciting, new, does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Are you scared? Are you scared?
Halloween is fast approaching, and Amazon is your haunted headquarters. All the boys and ghouls are shopping through Amazon. Cool kids like Mike Harrell. He bought a ghostly garbage disposal and had Amazon arrange its installation by haunted handyman. Lindsay Cosley bought satanic bike shorts and an herb stripper. An herb stripper?
Yeah. That must be for like a bachelorette party.
That's that's possessed by the evil spirit of Chef Tell. Chef Tell. That's going back a long way.
PM Magazine, Mike.
Rob Burnham bought The Incredible Hulk on Blu-ray, the most sinister of all the video formats. And Brian Trubicki bought a fleshlight. No rewriting necessary to make that horrifying. That's
solid purchase.
Yeah. Is that real?
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Amazon has costumes, candy, and all the horrifying paraphernalia that your haunted heart desires. Shopping Amazon through our portal changes nothing for you, means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon and let Rob know what you're getting.
Please do.
You could be featured on an upcoming Amazon commercial.
Tell me when you buy your fleshlight.
Yes, tell us when you get your fleshlight. Hey, keep them coming. I mean,
hey,
I'm sorry.
Hey.
No, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying. Do it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
News.
Wowzy woo woo. There are so many reasons why it sucks we lost Carrie Fisher. Here's one of them. Here's what she did. I'm going to tell the story. I'm not going to lead with this, what she did. She's got a friend. Her name is Heather Ross. In a radio interview in Arizona, she said an Oscar-winning producer, not Harvey Weinstein, basically tried to rape her. She got away from him, but as she was leaving, he told her that her career was over.
Oh.
That's kind of a Weinstein move.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, Carrie sent Heather an online message telling her that she brought a Tiffany box wrapped with a white bow to the producer at his office. When Heather asked what Carrie put in the box, she said, quote, "It was a cow tongue from Jerry's Famous Deli in Westwood with a note that said, 'If you ever touch my darling Heather or any other woman again, the next delivery will be something of yours in a much smaller box.'"
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's sweet. Heather adds, quote, "That's who she was. She spoke out and she put things out there in your face."
Ballsy.
And I was excited to see her featured in the new Star Wars trailer. I hope they're able to use some of the pre-shot footage to make her be in the new Star Wars movie.
Daniel Radcliffe is willing to talk about almost anything in interviews, but here's one thing he'd prefer not to be asked about, that has nothing to do with Harry Potter. This is I love actors that say this because it should be said more often. He doesn't like to talk about how hard it is to be an actor. Here's his quote. "No one wants to hear actors talk about how hard shoots are. It's one of my pet peeves. I think the classic example of it is always boxing movies, and the actor is talking about how intense it is to train." think Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, but, you know, people are boxers. Boxers exist. It's not a thing that makes us special. I want to be careful with stuff like that. In his upcoming movie, Jungle, Daniel plays a man who got stranded in the Amazon and lasted 3 weeks without a knife, a map, or any kind of survival training. Daniel said he feels weird talking about the lengths he went to in bringing the character to life because he was going home and staying in a hotel every night.
Yeah. That's
Whereas
cool.
the guy he was playing actually lived it, and that was hard. And that makes me, with that quote,
love him.
Which I don't think was premeditated,
no.
makes me want to go out and watch the movie because yeah. I cannot, that we share that pet peeve. When you see, it's not necessarily Wahlberg, but it's the, oh, it's the director. I think he directed the movie about the oil rig that blew up. And they love to talk about how tough it was,
yeah,
and
yeah.
how tough these guys were. And they kind of equate themselves with that. And it's BS. You're
even when he
a
was
part.
Even when he was a little kid, Daniel Radcliffe seemed really grounded. He seemed like a sensible kid. So I like hearing that.
That sounds like an interesting movie. A lot has been made about how Russian troll factories attempted to influence the 2016 presidential election. But we haven't really heard how these Russians learned so much about the American political system. Well, Yahoo has a new report that digs into a troll factory in St. Petersburg. And the people who worked there said that they were required to watch House of Cards on Netflix.
Really?
Wow.
The place was called the Internet Research Agency, and it targeted Americans in the comments section of popular websites with messages slamming Hillary Clinton. A guy named Maxim says, quote, "At first we were forced to watch The House of Cards in English. It was necessary to know all the main problems of the U.S. tax problems, the problem of gays, sexual minorities, and weapons."
Wow.
Doesn't that sound like a Russian quote?
It does.
He said they'd often start by jumping into the comment sections trying to rock the boat, and their success was graded by how many likes they got.
Wow.
I hope we learn more about this.
Surgical.
This to me is, this is so fascinating.
Modern spying.
It is just, but it's amazing how easily manipulated we all were.
Also,
I can't wait to hear more.
If all these trolls online are Ruskies,
yeah,
we're the rubes.
Yeah,
but we're the total rubes. But I have a thirst Roosky. For this. I want to hear more and more and more. Today is national. This is very exciting for all of us. Well, some of us, I should say. It's National Pasta Day.
Hey,
Olive Garden.
That's so nice for you.
Yeah, go eat pasta today. Carbo load. Go ahead. A website called National Today ran a survey about our pasta eating habits, which I find extremely valuable to this program in honor of the day. Here's what they found. 75% of us eat pasta at least once a week, and 5% eat it daily. I probably would not be included in the 75%. I probably wouldn't be in that group.
Three times a week?
No, I don't think it's three times a week.
No, I don't eat it as much.
He doesn't eat it that much.
Come on. I like it, though.
Sure, macaroni.
When is the last time you've been to, what is it, Boopa the Beppo?
Boopa the Beppo.
Boopa the Beppo. Not since we've been down here.
Okay.
So I haven't been
Take
to
it all
Boopa
back.
The Beppo. Thank you very much. Wait a minute, though. I did eat pasta down here since we've been down here, but I didn't
Did
go
they
to
serve
the
noodle
Beppo.
With your fish?
Huh?
Did they serve any noodle with your fish?
Rice.
Rice, pilaf?
Rice and mixed vegetables. 2.8% of us never eat pasta. Is there anyone in the room that never eats pasta? I don't think there's plenty of spaghetti night, right?
Yeah.
The most popular pasta dish is cavatappi. That's mussels and fish sauce.
That's the most popular?
Nah, just kidding. It's spaghetti.
What are you doing?
Anyway, they'll just
crazy, you.
Joke set up. And the most popular sauce?
Red.
Marinara.
Marinara, yes. Yeah. It got 52% of the vote. Alfredo sauce came in second. Thanks. And number five, thanks to that love of Alfredo sauce, 2/3 of people say they'd rather eat fettuccine Alfredo than mac and cheese. Include me.
True.
In that.
True. I'd be in.
100%. Not if it's good mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I forgot your tater tot, man. Of course. You prefer mac and cheese over a good fettuccine Alfredo?
All
you
things really? Equal? Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Okay.
Also, but, Alfredo sauce is not great with the colitis. Maybe that's it.
Okay. 9 out of 10 people prefer lasagna to baked ziti.
Of course.
I might be a baked ziti guy. My pasta habits
are very similar.
You can mess up baked ziti so easily.
So what? No effing ziti now?
The whole tray?
researchers in Belgium just found that Wi-Fi isn't safe.
Uh-oh.
Pony!
There's a bulleton.
Hey, you made Pony laugh.
Yeah. Tony, every Wi-Fi network in the world uses a security protocol that has a flaw. Every single one. Hackers could use that flaw to intercept any data you send from your computer to your phone. So what can you do? Not much. It's like changing passwords. We'll fix this. It won't. We're kind of at the mercy of the companies and organizations that regulate the Wi-Fi. Until then, you can avoid public networks and stay at the one home on your home because your router should have a little extra security to protect you. Is that true that your individual routers have a little extra security?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, this is true of pretty much everything in the security world where, like, everything is safe until all of a sudden it's not at all safe anymore and you just have to kind of hang back until things get updated.
Mike? What?
Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here I okay, a very good.
I blacked out.
Good.
ZD.
If you want to go more extreme, plug your computer into your router directly.
Mm.
That's it. Otherwise, you're screwed.
Yeah, pony.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Holy Equifax, Pac-Man. And now, a little something. A 40-year-old guy named Donald Jenkins Jr. He's from Shenandoah, Pennsylvania. He figured out that his 20-year-old daughter was at a Motel 6 with her boyfriend over the weekend.
And
he wasn't happy about it.
No, Motel 6.
So he tracked them down.
You don't
break the rule. He tracked them down, busted into the room, and shot his daughter's boyfriend in the groin.
Oh, no!
Yeah, in the groin. In the groin.
Jesus.
He shot her in the groin. That's kind of nasty. There's no word. The guy was treated at a hospital. No word on his condition. Donald is on the run right now. He's wanted for attempted homicide and aggravated assault. The owner of the Motel 6 believes that Donald may return to the scene of the crime, and he doesn't want him to worry because he said they'll leave the light on for him. I'm sorry. Get it? That's Motel 6, right?
Yeah.
That is. Thank you, Oscar. I like that one, too. We'll leave the light on for you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Jim Hunter. Jim is the morning news guy and wacky sidekick on the Captain Steve Platter Patrol morning show. He also is the afternoon DJ on 99 Plus KFMH Pirate Radio. His silky warm voice and pleasant on-air demeanor have made him a radio favorite for years. And ladies, he's single.
Look out.
But best of all, he's a big part of the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, KCJJ. You're the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The best thing about TMOS listeners, they're like family, a big, dysfunctional, wonderful, odd family. If you have a product to advertise or a message to spread, the best place to do it might be right here. Think of all the members of your extended TMOS family that you'll be reaching. Let the Mike O'Mara Show get your message out so thousands of like-minded folks can hear it and act on it. You'll reach thousands of relatives you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@mikeomarashow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@mikeomarashow.com. Let us spread your word. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, October 17th, 2017.
He's had a bit of a rough go, but Kevin Hart is still very funny, even though he was caught canoodling, Oscar's word.
Yes.
And so they actually built on that. He's doing a new tour, and the promo for the tour actually spotlights the fact that he's a cheater.
You've been behaving like a miscreant. Foolhardy, baby. Downright stupid if you ask me.
Call him irresponsible.
Give me one example of me being irresponsible. Boy, we're talking about you in that car with that girl in Miami. I don't even know who she is.
Call him immature.
What about Las Vegas? You, man.
Call him what you want. Just don't count him out.
Did y'all want to say I'm irresponsible? Then I'm going to show you irresponsible. We're going back on tour.
Kevin Hart, Irresponsible Tour. Tickets on sale this Friday.
I mean, I would
You
go.
Gotta give him credit for embracing it.
Kind of clever.
Yeah.
Kind of clever.
And it's funny.
He is a funny stand-up.
Yes.
And you know what? He is tackling it head on.
Also, he's so short. I want to know that even short guys are doing this. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's 5'6".
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah, you know, and I think he's compensating a little bit, right?
Yeah.
That's why he's
got to make that money back for that big ring.
Yeah, he bought
Jump
the big
on everything
ring.
That moves.
Big ring.
That's it.
All right, Mike, here's a noise for you.
There you go.
All this week, Paul Schaefer sitting in with Jimmy Kimmel's band as they play in Brooklyn.
He is a legendary music man who for 33 years was the kick at David Letterman's side. Sitting in all this week with the Free Jones. Please welcome Mr. Paul Schaefer.
I'm thrilled, Jimmy. Thank you, everybody.
God bless Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
I'm here all week. I'm doing what we call in show business a mini residency. My mini residency. All week I'll be with you, sir.
Well, thank you for being our mini resident.
All right.
That's it.
Let me just say this. There is no question. I want everybody to be aware of what they're watching here, okay? Yeah. For a long time, this stuff had to sort itself out. You got Colbert, as soon as there's another election, that's gonna regulate.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
You got Fallon, who was really the emperor with no clothes and has been exposed because the ratings are starting to, you know, skyrocket on these. Then you throw in Jimmy Kimmel, who is combining the social commentary and still being extraordinarily funny. And my prediction is with this heir apparent stuff, this late night world, if you respect history, I think it bodes well for you. And Kimmel, I really believe, is like skyrocketing to the top of this heap because he's the whole package.
I'm so glad you're
saying
this.
It couldn't happen to a better guy.
Because you know who's on tonight?
Who's on?
David Letterman.
See, that's it.
That's
and Letterman's
it. Right?
Not going on anybody else because the other two guys. Look, you can say positive things about Jimmy Kimmel. He's great when he plays the preschool instruments.
Yeah, baby instruments.
You can talk about Stephen Colbert,
Jimmy Fallon. You mean
Jimmy Fallon when he plays the preschool instruments? When you see Colbert, you know he does he's kind of the one note thing with the political. But Jimmy, his social commentary is
real.
Because it's rare.
Yeah.
And when he picks a fight, it's from his gut. Yeah. And I've always,
great.
Oscar, you went to that show. You saw a taping of that show.
Even the way they treat the guests and the audience, it's not like anything I've ever seen before. It really is.
Just
come
evolve.
And hang, and you're part of the show, be part of the party. Like, and it's... And they're working, mind you. Like, can you imagine? Mike, you hate people coming to the studio. The man's got an entire party in back of his show.
Yeah. In back of his show. Absolutely.
And then he's got to come through and act like he's not annoyed by everyone being hammered and having a great time.
This will not mean much to many, but it will mean much to some. He is a broadcaster.
He's a total broadcaster.
And that's what you don't see anymore.
And former DJ.
Yeah.
And I root for Kimmel because Kimmel respects the guys that came before him. That's it. His tribute to Don Rickles, I have watched 50
beautiful.
Different times because it's so wonderful. It's just beautiful.
Isn't it rare, Mike, that people that should hate other broadcasters, like even the Howard Sterns of the world, have such esteem for Kimmel
that says something.
I mean, they really go out of their way to say, this guy is so thoughtful. He's such a genuine person.
He's genuine. And then the funny, the staff, right?
Yeah.
The writing staff. Because he seems to have...
Incredible.
I'd love to know the ins and outs of that as to how many guys he's gotten. By the way,
they're all
good. There's so much talent in late night. But Jimmy Kimmel is, I think...
Step above.
He's actually separating himself from the pack.
I can only speak for a few years ago when I was in constant contact with one of the writers for Jimmy that had a podcast, right? Because we used to talk all the time. He does something else now. But I remember sitting there and we'd go back and forth, and I never wanted to fanboy out about what he did.
Sure.
But it's phenomenal to hear at least he used to tell me when they used to go in the writing room, that most of these guys, while they might be writing for a late night show, they have 10 other projects they're working on, right? Because one of them will break out.
Right.
But collectively, you don't have to stay on that writing staff forever. Like, you can leave anytime you want, but some of his guys have been there forever.
Yeah. Because it's such a great gig.
Yeah.
You know, just to see a wonderful idea implemented with all those resources and to see it done well. And, just Jimmy Kimmel has been... I love the fact that he's honoring... I hope the ratings go through the roof this week.
Me too. That's why I wanted to mention
it. When you're honoring Paul Schaefer and stuff. And I'm here to say, I'm not a regular... It's been a long time since I have recorded the series of these late night guys. And I'm here to tell you, today is the beginning. I'm a Kimmel guy, and I will be watching it regularly.
So rare that we would line up like this. I double clicked record last night. I'm now
I love the nostalgia. I love the nostalgia. Late night TV is nostalgia, folks.
I have not season passed a late night show since Dave retired.
Poor Conan.
Yeah. Conan,
TBS.
Yeah. Lost over there.
Conan is...
with reruns of Gilligan's Island.
I mean...
Conan is, unfortunately, off to, you know, oblivion when he went over to, what, TBS? Yeah. Is that where he is? Yeah. No, I don't even know where he is.
Well, TBS, it's TBS.
He, a lot of money to soften that, though.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him, but he's I feel bad that he's so talented that sometimes...
Wouldn't it be great to... I'd love to see Kimmel...
Stumble on there.
No, see, I love Seth Meyers, too. I think he does a
good
show.
Seth Meyers rules.
I do, too.
The big three to me would be Conan, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Kimmel, you know?
And, of course, James Corden.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Thank you very much.
We're going to ride in the car now.
Yes. Yeah. Tricks.
Tricks. Exactly.
You're not funny. You do tricks. You're not writing comedy. You do gags.
All right.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
You're right.
Jimmy Fallon, if you're not really funny, and he's not. He's not. He coasted on the new and the young, and that doesn't hold up.
We're going to do thank you notes.
So it'll be fun to see what he does with Paul Schaefer. Good for you, Jimmy Kimmel.
Love it. All right, let's close with this. You know who's still funny? Amy Schumer. Let's close with Amy Schumer.
I had a really cool weight gain last winter. Like, has anyone ever had the kind of weight gain where, like, your coats don't fit? You know, you can't be like, and especially like we're so blessed with the internet that people give you constant feedback on your looks. It's so, but sometimes it kind of backfires, I think, on the trolls. Because the other day somebody tweeted about me, Amy Schumer's body looks like a bag of mashed potatoes, and I was like, okay, now I need mashed potatoes.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
I love that. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. And by the way, folks, we're less than a month away from New Orleans.
Much
New
less than a month.
Yeah.
Much less than a month. Looking forward to seeing you. Hey, want to send out a shout out to Steve Bridges and his wife, Jan. And we're thinking of you guys today. Prayers to your family and have a successful day. And really, Steve, you're a good guy. We love you. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Mailing address TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.